Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let me start with what Lali had once said. Tasawwuf, ek-shahifani. Tasawwuf is a foil science. When he says it's royal, and it's a very, very refined science. Commenting on the same thing, Sajjan Hamzai says, it's so refined, and it's more refined than the soul. See, I understand the refinement of the soul. One is the flesh of the entire body, right? And then is the flesh of the heart. So the flesh of the heart is more refined than the flesh of the entire body. This is so refined, in our understanding, creation that is most pure and refined is the Malaika. And this science is even more refined than the Malaika. Or when it's so refined, you have to give it that level of respect. Otherwise, you don't take that benefit. If you don't give it that level of respect, then you don't get the desired benefit. You'll get some barakat, that's it. Coming and you're going. All the adabs have been collected by various ulama kiram. One of them is Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi. These things, don't ask me for the references. Well, it's not a classroom. Classroom asks for reference. As long as the reference is coming from someone reliable and it's not against Quran and Hadith. So that's enough, right? If it's against the Quran and Hadith, or it's a different thing. Second thing is why you don't ask for references. Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi had mentioned something, so some alim asked the reference. So Tanvi Rahmatullahi was disappointed. He says, I'll either quote a person, right? Whether I heard him or I read his quotation. Right? But now, if you want the reference, exact reference, that means you want it either, you want to authenticate it, then how you authenticate it from the Kitab? How you know? Because that requires a perfect chain right to the person that mentioned this from the beginning. Like my memory could be wrong, the Qatib that written this, his writing could be wrong. I don't know if he authenticated. So this fun, the science is a very, very sensitive, very delicate, refined. As Mullah Fazlur Rahman, Benj Muradabadi, Rahmatullah Ali, he advised one of his murids, so when you're coming, then come along. Why did he say come along? In my mind, there's two reasons. You're coming, right? And you're telling him I'm coming. So, what's going to happen? Your focus is going to be the type of focus that you received first, right? That's going to be broken. And your focus is, I must get him, we'll go together, and we'll come back together. So I ask you, will the focus be divided, or will it be the same? Number two is this, you're going to be at his side, then if he sees you alone, then his discussion will be different. Now you can tell you whatever he needs to tell you. But if it is that you are accompanied with someone else, he has to make some considerations for that person as well. He can't tell you all what he needs to tell you. So this sensitivity. So Hasan Basri used to say, when people are few, then the nature of the discussion will be different. When you are few and your hearts are all gelling with me, see, I can speak freely. But now it's a huge crowd. Someone is coming from one background, someone is coming from another background. The hearts don't have to be gelling. When they are not gelling, then I can't be so free. When I can't be so free, then you won't get that quality. What you need to get, a delivery, but a delivery with quality. And Mufti Shafi Sahib quotes, he says, don't even convey a message and a salam. That was a bit of a difficult way to understand. Abdullah gave me that understanding. Don't convey a message or a salam. This person says salam. Don't even do that. Because you're going there for a short period and you're going to convey people's messages or salams. Now, is the Sheikh's heart focused towards you, or is his heart again spread out? This one here, that one there, that person and fourth person. Is his heart going to be split or focused? And you may think that you've done a good thing that you conveyed salams. But leave it off after. The whole Khanqah stays over. Ramadan is over. I think. Then leave all that messages for that time. Now, it is just between you and the Sheikh. See, you want a full focus. You want a focus and a focus that is full. So anything that will disrupt this focus, that mustn't be tolerated. See how refined this thing is. So it's just you and him. This i'tikaf and khanqah, there's a lot of similarities. It's for you to get the maximum focus on the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala without any type of distraction, maximum. So anything that's going to distract, disrupt, move your concentration slightly, just avoid it. Your attention has to be so much, so much. One other way is, in your stay there, when you by your share, then you'll be very careful about your moods, about your demeanor, about the way you carry yourself. Don't do anything, even mentally, that is different, that is not in keeping. Something, even mentally, that is not aligned. One person His quote is Sheikh somewhere, right? So his Sheikh is a little of a distance, and it's like a mountainous terrain. So he's thinking to himself, you know, I'm going to visit my Sheikh, and journey is a little bit hard. It's a mountainous terrain. There's a buzrug here in my town. Just go to his mazar, and I can gain the same type of spiritual upliftment. So he's hardly coming up to his Sheikh. He just came to the mazar, to the Sheikh. And the Sheikh tells him, you know what? There's a mazar there in your town. You go and visit the town, that mazar, and that will sort you out. So he's happy in his heart. I didn't even speak to my Sheikh, and it came out from my Sheikh's tongue that I can go to that same mazar there and gain the type of upliftment. He went to the mazar. So he heard a voice saying, my son's horse needs some fodder, give some fodder. I'm making zikr again. His stable needs to be cleaned up. Making zikr again, third duty is given. He said, that was even better, that first one was better. So every 5 minutes, it's a new order. This order can be up, second order. He left this mazar, went back to his Sheikh. Said, well, now just remain focused. Don't spread your focus. Don't split it. Just keep it one place. See, that refinement. It was in his mind, and the Sheikh sensed it. So what must you do to gain the maximum? Don't talk anything. If he asks you something, then you don't ask him, why did you ask this? But you said this, why did you say this? Don't say that. See, the Sheikh has to be a mujtahid. Right? He may quote something and he may do something, and when he's doing something, he has to be a mujtahid. See, like a teacher. Teacher can't be just a teacher, he has to be a mujtahid. Why a mujtahid? He has to use his mind. I have to explain this concept to this child from this area at this time. So how must I express it to him? In one place he'll explain it a different way. In another place he'll explain it a different way. He has to use his ijtihad, his mind, how to explain, how to come across. This person is at a different level. This person is at a different level. You must explain them, but explain them according to their capacities, so that they can gain it perfectly. The same Sheikh has to use his ijtihad now, how to explain it. That's why they say that the Sheikh is important, that he has the deen like Anbiya. His deen knowledge, etc., application must be like the Anbiya. His administration must be like a king. He's alert what's going where. So he's administering, but the administration is so comprehensive, complete. And his diagnosis must be like a physician. So you keep all these things in mind before he works. Then you get, in that short period, you get abundant good coming out. Otherwise, you just get a little bit of ibadat, a little bit of zikr, and you went away. And again, you fall back again. But now you want maximum. So how do you maximize? These are now the adab. How you maximize? Then he may ask you to do some things, and he may ask you not to do some things. So in that, you just do as he told you. As he told you, you do it. That famous story, where that person is asked, "You are Abdul Rahman and you want to go to this place. You want to do tabligh, you want to work at this place. Now, he started doing some work en route. Bazaar apparently is not haram. It's a sawab work, right? If he didn't, he's going in that direction, but en route he's doing some work, so it doesn't seem like he's doing anything wrong. But the Sheikh's instruction was, you go here and you go and work here. Now he went a little bit off the tangent, he's working en route. When he's working en route, so it's against the mansha of the Sheikh. It's against the mansha of the Sheikh. Now he finds that that whole spirit that he had, strength of the spirit, that's cracking. Sheikh told you, you go and work there. Right? But he didn't go there. He's still going en route. En route is doing some work here. When he's doing work here, now, as he's walking now again to the destination the Sheikh showed, that whole spirit is all is breaking, cracking. See the mansha. So that's what I'm saying. This is a very, very refined science. And to maximize, you need to be so refined. Otherwise, you won't get what you're supposed to get. Then, another other ways, see what he wants, just try and work out with the mansha, and do accordingly. Don't do your own thing. And that also you're going to do it in a way that is going to be pleasing. Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi, his sheikh is Hazrat Fariduddin Ganja Shakar, right? So there was a discussion of the Kitab Fususul Hikam, and he says there is a copy here, but the copy has been eaten by earthworms. So, Nizamuddin Sahib, being the murid, he says, there is another copy, it's very clean, very clear, you know, it's very clear. Can I offer it to you? So, Fariduddin said, yeah, maybe it's clearer. Anyway, that majlis ended. When it ended, so this Fariduddin Sahib's son, you know what happened? The Sheikh is disappointed at you. What happened? He said, when you said that this is clearer, that means as though you are implying that the Sheikh is a little bit weak. That this that has been a little bit eaten, he won't be able to manage the kitab because of his weak istidad. So he needs something clearer that he'll be able to manage. Hey, no, cost me. Maaf. No maaf for you. Cried for like 2-3 days, 5 days. Then the Sheikh called him. Said, now, dil saaf hai, sab maaf hai. This is a musalla, now and then you read namaz on this. And this is my turban. Sometimes you can use it as tabarruk. But you see the refinement. He says, ever since, whenever I thought about this, you know, I would fall into an embarrassment, my whole body would shiver. How could I do something like this? How could I do something like this? See that the relationship must be so focused, so focused. Don't distract us. We come here for a very, very short period. No, you are carrying message, he gives salam, he did this. No. The Sheikh's mind and heart, will it be all focused towards you and the work, or it will be all divided? See, think of that. Then look after your time, look after your eyes, look after your tongue. Your eyes, your tongue, and your time. See that there is all focused. In the use of your tongue, how you use your tongue. So, see that you don't misuse your tongue. See that Abu Sa'id rahmatullahi, and it came off his tongue, Nafwa Gango, Wanna today chaka deta. I will fix you up. So the misuse. The Shaykh had to put him back. Put him back onto the track. The work. So to get the refinement, see all his refinement. So it's so refined, so refined. See, like a computer now, something is, the wires are not proper. So do you get a proper reception? Something that, so it's like that. You need to have it so refined to get the reception coming so clear. The idea is to get the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala. But you get it in the purest form, the nur of Allah Ta'ala, when you're mind is totally in one direction, collected there, not divided. These are some of the adab. Allah give me also, give you also.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama dhakarhu al-dhakirun wa kullama ghafla an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وأور وذنب وخطيئة يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من المهديين وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدنا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن هو حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد، اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد، اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وقنا عذاب النار، وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم نقنا من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينكفر منا. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.